The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. It is, of course, 94 WIP. All right, Eric Dickerson will join us at 9:30 today. It'll be fascinating to get his perspective. Of course, this all started with backs for Barkley, and our quest here as a radio station to try to help Saquon's quest to win the MVP. And so, of course, it'll be tremendous to hear from Eric Dickerson, and hopefully he will be backing, as an all-time running back, backing Saquon Barkley's quest for the MVP. What'll be perhaps even more interesting is, you know, his answer on, you know, does he want to see Saquon break his record or not? I wouldn't. But we'll find out in about a half hour what the great Eric Dickerson is thinking. All right, let's talk to Howard Eskin. Of course, joins us every single Thursday at this time. Don't do that unless it's Jared Goff's foot. And then stomp on it. And hope the Eagles get some help to get the one seed. We welcome the king, Howard Eskin. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We're doing great, my man. I mean, big game tonight. Packers and Lions, big implications for the one seed. It's a good time to be an Eagles fan right now.
Yes, it is. Obviously, people are rooting for the Packers. I think, unless you're a Lions fan. But
I'm wearing a cheese head tonight, Howard. I'm doing it. I'm bringing out my 92 Reggie White Packers jersey. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. There's a bridge too far. That's it. I don't need that nonsense.
Just wear your Aaron Rodgers jersey instead.
Then again, I will say, if Norman Braman had offered him a contract, you know, and been a better owner and blah, blah, blah. But anyway. All right, so Howard, there's so much going right now with the Eagles. What impresses you the most of all the great things? What impresses you the most with the Birds? Because that win against the Ravens was just phenomenal.
Well, I'll use one word, toughness.
Yeah,
they are really, really. They're, if you want to use together, they're tough. They're physical. You can use different words, but they're single words which mean a lot. Which really are what this team is. They're tough. They're physical. They're together, and that's something that the coach has preached. And these guys, I don't know if they had to buy into it. They probably have the players that are good at doing all those things.
Sirianni talked about that yesterday. He referenced, it was another example, Howard, of where I think Sirianni is really good. So he gets asked a question that, to a certain extent, could boost Sirianni up, how he coaches. And his thing was leaning into praising the players and praising Howie for picking them. He's really, I got to tell you, there's some old school principles of Sirianni that I really admire, and his willingness to share credit is one of them.
Yeah, but I think most coaches try to do that, but I'm sure there's quite a few coaches that are not believable when they say it. He believes it. I mean, he gives credit to everybody. He knows and always knew, even when people were burying him and trying to get rid of him. He knew what he was. He knew he was a good coach. He knew what he wanted to do, and he stayed on that path in doing it. I don't even know how else to explain it. He believed in the way he coached that team, and I don't think he wavered. Now, you might waver. Okay, we're going to run the ball more because you have Saquon Barkley. You're going to do certain things but his beliefs never changed. And the players' respect and love for him never changed. And that is really good. So to share the credit, that's fine. But coaches do it. But are coaches believable when they do
it? Yep.
He is.
Yes. He says the team is determined. I love that word. And I do think that matters. But how do they keep it that way? Right now, everything is awesome. Last year, things were awesome all the way to 10-1. And then, you know, things changed in a hurry. How do we keep this direction, Howard? You know, how do you guard against Panther complacency at this point?
Well, let's deal with the first thing you said. Last year's, and he says it, and he's right. You can't worry about the past because you can't do anything about the past. Mm-hmm. You can only do things. You can only help now, and then what's about to happen by doing what you're doing now. So, now complacency is a difficult thing, but how do you keep it this way? I'm going to say something which is not going to be a favorable thing. Stop worrying about an MVP. Stop mm-hmm. worrying about rushing titles. There's one focus, and that's to win. And that is the most important thing to do.
Well, to their credit, I think they are. It's us that's talking about MVP and rushing titles.
But it's too much nonsense. It's just, hey, listen, if Saquon wins the MVP, that's great. But check out how many MVPs of the season won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
There's not that many.
No.
Because you got to stay, your focus is your focus. You know, mm-hmm. I don't believe, I mean, I saw Brandon Graham last night. He did a charity thing. He was at the Sixers game, which is, to his credit, it was for the autism thing. Unbelievable. He just had surgery, and he had a commitment. These people came in from California who bid to be with him in a game, and he went there. But he started talking about other things. I says, wait a minute. Whoa. It's Carolina, right? Don't talk about, it came up in a conversation about Super Bowl. No. That's not what you guys are supposed to be doing. I can't believe that they don't think about the big picture. I can't believe that they don't think about the number one seed, because that really, and especially today with the bye and the home field is second to the bye, but it's the bye that's important. But they really do focus on the one game, and I think that's what you have to do. And you can't start thinking about anything else. It's just, you know, a good question I heard. I don't know where I heard it yesterday. If the Eagles have it clinched, do you play? And there's a game left. Do you play Saquon Barkley if he needs to go over 2,000 yards or all this Eric Dickerson? Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about all that. I'm worried about this team's. And if you play him and he gets hurt, you look like a complete fool. So the reality is, and I bet you Saquon would be the first one to say, no, we're going to do what we have to do to win a Super Bowl and a championship. And I would say, even though it's a great badge of honor, you know, I don't need to play if that's our focus. If you're not going to play, and if that's the case, you're not going to play. You're not going to play your offensive line. You're not going to play other people. Then you're not going to play Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's got to be. And if Nick is going to be true to what he says, he has to be true in everything and the values of what it means to be a team, and to worry about one player. Is not Saquon worries about the team, then everybody should worry about the team. I mean, that's important. And I know people don't want to hear that. But that's the reality of what this team has really become through their head coach.
No, I'm very impressed with him, Howard. So, John,
Howard, is Dallas Goedert's knee, are there any developments with that? Any info?
I think what's been kind of leaking out there is that he's probably going to be gone for at least a couple of weeks with injury, and I don't know that for sure, but just some of the things you hear are accurate. Let's touch on that. Reed Blankenship, I saw in the locker room yesterday. I says, How are you? He's still in concussion protocol, and I saw him. I mean, he stumbled to get up. When he got up from that play, he says, I'm getting better. So he's not there yet. You want him, obviously, in the secondary. And then, you know, the players, I guess, you know, I don't know about Devontae, but I would think this might be the week that he could come back. But Dallas Goedert is probably, you know, I'm just guessing from what has been leaked out through other people that this time it's probably somewhat accurate. It'll probably be gone for a couple of weeks.
Got it. Howard, let's hop to a couple other sports. We'll do two others here. Let's start Phillies and Juan Soto. So we hear from all the reporters, they're not in on it at all. The question I wonder is why? And I'm going to give you four choices. One is they just think Soto's not interested in being here, which is possible. Two is they don't want to spend $600 million on a player, which is certainly possible. Three, they don't want to in light of the Trey Turner situation where they went on big on him and it's not working out. And four is culture fit. You know, maybe Juan Soto, and I'm speculating, I have no clue. Bryce Harper, you know, maybe they don't want to be on the same team. Any thought of what the main reason would be why Juan Soto and the Phillies haven't even had a meeting and there's no contract offer?
Well, it's money. They're not going to spend that kind of money, and they didn't want to give Scott Boras, when they knew, this is what my belief is, when they knew they weren't going to spend over $600 million. And, you know, how many players can you just keep on signing and just say, okay, everything's all right, when you still are going to need, you're still going to need other players? It's just, you know, how many, if you trade, and I still like Bohm, you know, we'll see what they get for him. I think they think they're going to get more than they will. But reality is they just weren't going to spend, I think it's pretty clear, weren't going to spend the money. And they weren't going to have a meeting so Scott Boras could use them as another team to build up his number. Because they know he plays that game. So I think the main reason is money. Juan Soto will probably go to wherever he gets the most money. And whether that looks like, I don't think the Yankees are, from what I hear, the Yankees aren't going to go crazy with the money. So it could be the Mets or it could be the Dodgers or the Red Sox. I guess those are the three teams.
Yeah.
And, hey, listen, it was built up by Sports Talk Radio and WIP more than it was by the Phillies. And they kind of made everybody feel good. Oh, yeah, we'll look into it. By having a meeting with him, you're just...
They hadn't been out on anyone in a while, though. That's the thing where I think it's a little surprising, because they had been in for a couple years on the biggies. And, know, anyway. Howard,
let me just touch on one other thing with baseball.
Sure.
This golden rule nonsense, this whatever it's going to... The batter. I check with somebody from baseball. It's ridiculous, because there's so many things discussed in meetings of rules, and it was done 5 weeks ago. Somebody obviously wanted content, and it was something that came up. It's unique. The Savannah Bananas do it. Like, who cares what they do? That's a clown show. It's fun for the kids, but it's not. I was told it was one of so many thoughts, and it's so unlikely to happen.
Good.
So put that to rest.
No, I appreciate that. And let's get one Sixers thing in here, Howard. I don't even have a question. I'm just going to say, Howard asking the Philadelphia 76ers, the floor is yours.
All right. You brought up, somebody asked a question when Nick Nurse spoke before the game yesterday about putting them out for a month. You know why they don't put them down for a month? They're trying to sell tickets. And that's all it's about. That's why they don't ever tell you enough in advance that he's not going to play. Do you think Nick Nurse knows right now, knew last night, whether he's going to play Friday or not? He absolutely knows. He absolutely knows whether he's going to play or not. And my guess is, first of all, I don't think he wants to play at home because he's going to get booed. But I don't think he's going to play. Otherwise, he would have said it. Tickets were going for $2 last night before the game on the tickets. Sites, $2. And then I posted a picture on Twitter, and halfway through the first quarter, half the seats are empty, and they still announced 19,000. Who wants to come to those games? And I am really disappointed, and I think it's outrageous that Joel Embiid, even though he's not playing, is not on the bench. I didn't see him. I don't think anybody else saw him. I don't know if he even stayed for the game. But Paul George is there.
Howard.
All the injured players are sitting on the bench.
You are
part of that team. And you better get your big rear end to sit on that bench, because that's what a good teammate is.
Now, he has been on there before.
Well, unless it's
Howard.
The personal reason thing.
He took that designation off.
No, they did take that off?
Yes, they did.
Gotcha.
You know why there was a personal reason thing? so he doesn't get fined. Because when he didn't make the first game of that trip, it was the Thanksgiving weekend holiday. Last year, he took off Christmas, and he said he was injured. But if you say it's personal reasons, you can't get fined. Mm. So he didn't make the beginning of that trip, and I knew he wasn't going to play on Tuesday in Charlotte. That was a given. So he can't get fined by saying personal reasons. Now, as Rhea just said, personal reasons is off.
Wow.
You know, stop with this nonsense.
Okay.
Hey, on the bench. You're a teammate, and if you're not going to be a teammate, then get your ass out of town.
King, stay well, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you later.
Spitting some fire right there, Howard.
Thanks, Howard. By the